Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Yes, He does.
Yes, He will. Listen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Praise God. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. We thank you that your word says if two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. And we thank you that you are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. And even before this broadcast started, you were our people with healing in your wings. We thank you, Lord God. We're in a great state of expectation, expecting you to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you for it, Lord God. And we continue to look to you to heal everywhere we hurt, without exception. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. It seems like we've been away from each other for a long time. It's good to be here tonight. And we have our dear Elder Philip Hawkey with us. Welcome back, Elder Philip.
It's wonderful to be back. Hello to everyone out there. Thank you for being a part of this. I'm very excited about what God's going to do. And again, very grateful to be a part of this ongoing ministry that under Apostle Kizzy. Very, very grateful.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, and his wife, Minister Linda, we are expecting her in any moment now. She has some things to do, so we're... Say it again?
Yes. Oh, yes, we're expecting her in progress, yes, joining in progress.
Yes. Broadcast before, you know what God is doing, but in case you haven't, we'll let you know that what happens prior to the broadcast is that, or even sometimes during the broadcast, the Lord lets us know some ailments that are going to be healed. Amen. And then people call in, and what God reveals, He does heal. We've seen it over and over again over these past about 7 years that we've been doing this. Glory to God. And so he'll even tell us some things during the broadcast, some ailments that he's healing. And because he's such a great big awesome God, hallelujah, he'll heal ailments that he didn't even tell us about. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Amen. So we're going to start off with saying the ailments that he has shown to us or revealed to us. And if you fit in this, please make sure you press your number one key immediately. If your ailment is not called out and you want prayer, like I said, he's a great big God. Just press your number one key, and we will pray for you as well. Just a kind of a notice here to let you know, yes, we have 2 hours, but it goes very, very quickly. So if you have any inkling that you want prayer at all, make sure you press your number one key. Let's get you in the queue, and we're going to begin to open up the lines in just a few moments. So the ailments that have been revealed so far are jaw pain, stiff knee, sinus, and this was like some kind of like really kind of stuffy sinus thing going on, and then the throat, like a dryness in the throat. But it was more than a dryness in the throat. It was something else that's going on, like something was secreting in the back of the throat or something. And then the side of the hip. So that's what has been revealed so far. If you're going through any of those ailments, please press your number one key. If you know somebody who's going through any of that, call them up. Tell them to call in. And, you know, and we will pray for them. Or press your number one key. Let us know, like, their first name, and we will pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah. Well, so far I don't see a number one key pressed. However, sometimes my number one key does not work well. It's very finicky. So I'm checking my text to see if anyone is calling me. So, Elder Phillip, you were telling me about the other day, or was it yesterday, that you were at a healing service. And
yes.
Pray for some people. Share a little bit of that with us while we're waiting on number one keys to be pressed.
Okay.
Oh, and then we're going to go to Pastor Mom.
It's my privilege to be a part of some healing workshops that are put on by Mark Levesque, and he's the guy that heads it up, and he's a missionary person to Africa, and a lot of his ministry is, you know, geared toward holding what I would call crusades. They call it a festival in Africa, and then also training pastors to train Christians to, you know, make disciples and bring more people into the fold. But we also have healing workshops, which are actually very similar to what we do here, except we're doing it over the phone. So a lot of times I'll, during the teaching, I'll get words of knowledge just like we do. We get words of knowledge ahead of the broadcast. We call them out, and people come forward and sit in the chair and get prayed over. It's very similar to what we do here, except it's face-to-face instead of, over the phone. And people get healed of things. It's phenomenal. It's the night before, or a night or two before the last one we had on Monday, So I guess it was Sunday night. Yeah. Yes. Where the Lord had impressed me strongly that there would be three or four people that would be stunned at how healed they were. So I just spoke that out when I was talking to Mark on the phone. And, of course, he kind of laughed, and we laughed. I said, no, for real, there's going to be three or four people that are going to be stunned. And there were like at least three people that were like, they would just kind of look at you like, wow, that is gone. I mean, it was so great that the Lord had revealed that ahead of time, you know, and it's just an extra blessing. So, and sometimes they'll make mention of our broadcast here, your broadcast here, and they'll say, Philip hangs around with some strange people. And they're saying it in a good way, in a funny way. And people say, what? He goes, they have people call in and actually pray with folks over the phone and they get healed. They're not even in the same room with people, you know. And most of the people, when they hear that, they think, oh. But since we've been doing it, you know, every month for a lot of years, we kind of think it's okay and normal. We don't think it's out of the ordinary at all. But I guess for a lot of people, that is out of the ordinary. But praise God, we're out of the ordinary. Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. And we've seen it time and time again, you know, over these years. So, hallelujah. Well, let's go and I think that that's really pretty cool. I haven't, you know, we were with the healing ministry for quite a while prior to the pandemic. And so, you know, it was so nice to pray for people face to face. But still, this is still good, the way that we're doing it. And even we were doing this before the pandemic. So, praise God. Praise God. That I hadn't even thought about it like that. But it was like, you know, we were prepared for that before it came.
Yes, we were. And I will tell you, in my prayer time preparing for this broadcast, I actually took some time in a real humble way, and I was thanking the Lord for this broadcast and thanking him for electricity and phones and phone lines. I don't know why I never thought to thank him for it. I should have thanked him years ago. But you know, I mean, you know, if I were back in the 1700s, you know what I mean? You could have a great meeting heaven John Wesley ride through on a horseback or something, but you couldn't just call people. There were no telephones. You couldn't just call people and have them get healed. Okay, right. No offense, but the Apostle Paul did not call people on the phone and get them healed. We live in a wonderful time that God has given us this, and I was just spending some time thanking God that we have this prayer line, and we have people who call in on their phones, and they have, you know, electricity to charge their phones, and they call in and get healed. I mean, I was just so grateful that I still am. Just, it's wonderful.
Amen.
It really is.
Amen. Amen. You know, things that we do now, we don't even, you know, I guess kind of take it for granted, kind of, you know.
Yes.
So,
and
we thank the Lord.
We take it, maybe I kind of do, or maybe we kind of do. We kind of take it, and I think I'm guilty of it, sort of. We take it for granted that we're going to have broadcasts and the Lord's going to reveal some real things. They're going to call in, and guess what? They're going to get healed. And most of the people get healed like right then and there, or at least a major portion of their healing comes right then and there. And it's like, I shouldn't take that for granted. I mean, it's really something. It's really something that the Lord would reveal to us ahead of time, the things that he's going to do and that he partners with us and allows us to work with him. And I'm just gaining a greater appreciation and an awe and an appreciation for these things that, it, you know, I'm just probably should have had all along, but at least I'm, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know, a fresh new appreciation. That's what I'm saying. a fresh new appreciation for all these things that are happening in our midst. So.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, let's open the line. People have just joined us. Just to let you know, those who just joined us, welcome. Welcome. And we were just kind of reminiscing and also just really blessing the Lord for this opportunity and knowing that there are telephones. We don't take him for granted, but we kind of take it for granted that there are phones and electricity for people to call in and be healed. Awesome. Totally awesome. We have talked about the healing, the ailments that the Lord has mentioned, revealed to us. And so these ailments are jaw pain, stiff knee, sinus, some kind of sinus ailment, throat, a dryness, or even some kind of liquidy thing in the back of the throat, and then the side of the hip. So if you are experiencing any of that, press your number one key. You know anybody who's experiencing any of those ailments, call them up. Have them to call in, and we will pray with them. Amen. And then Elder Philip was saying that the Lord had told him for another ministry, a healing ministry, that people would be just surprised and in awe of their healing. Well, we received that for tonight, too. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
That, amen, amen, that, you know, it may be something that you've experienced for a while, and tonight, boom, it's your time. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen. I see you, Reverend
yes.
Siva. We're gonna open a line for Pastor Mom first while she's still good and awake. Hallelujah. Pastor Price had her service tonight, and Pastor Mom stayed up through the whole service, and she was excited to be on this one as well. So we're going to catch her now. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Did you want... go ahead, Elder. What were you saying?
No. I was just saying hallelujah. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Is there anything you want prayer for, Pastor Mom?
You all just pray.
What do you want prayer for?
Oh, prayer for.
Okay.
Pray for him, pray for him, and pray for him.
She said also
pray
for her.
Yeah, pray for me, for a long time.
Okay. So that word about the side of the hip, that's what she's going through today, Elder.
Oh, okay.
And also to pray for her language skills.
Yeah, he has prayed for me.
Yes. He's going to pray for you now.
Yes. I'll start with the side of the hip. Thank you. Lord, we just ask for your presence to be powerfully upon all of us who are dialed in. I thank you for anointing that's coming upon us and coming upon Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom, Apostle Kizzy, and myself. I loose the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon this hip. You have been exposed before the broadcast with the Holy Spirit revealing to me that somebody had pain in the side of the hip. So I take authority completely over you, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no right to stay here. You were exposed by the Holy Ghost before the broadcast even began. I loose the power of the Holy Spirit out of our hands and out of my voice against any and all pain and the cause of pain in the hip area. I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to bow, and I command you to retreat in Jesus' name, and I loose the anointing to come upon that hip area and produce soundness and healing and wholeness and especially lack of pain, free freedom from pain in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for it. Blessed be your name. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if, were you in pain before, Pastor Mom? I know it was earlier in the day. I don't know if it had gone away.
He has a lot of pain for me.
Is the pain gone?
No, he has no. He hasn't come back.
Oh, it didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not in pain right now, right?
Yeah, you have not come back.
Okay, praise God. Good.
Okay, well, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
And then, hallelujah. And also, Elder Philip, I want you to pray for Pastor Mom's language skills because
okay.
it just seems right. like, you know, help is needed with that. And we believe, you know, that God can heal that so that she can say what she wants to say. The words will come out
yes.
properly.
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, the story, the Bible story, the Bible account that's coming to my mind is when Jesus was praying for someone and they weren't able to speak clearly. And the Bible says in the King James that the string of their tongue was loosed. Lord, I'm not a doctor person. I don't know if this is the tongue or something else. But that's the story that came to me. That's the phrase that came to me. So that's what I'm going to say.
Amen.
I stretch my hand toward you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and I believe I'm obeying the Holy Spirit, and I say, may the string of your tongue be loosed in Jesus' name. And Lord, you know that means everything regarding the speech, not just the tongue, not just the tongue. The string of your tongue be loosed in Jesus' name. And that's what came to me, and that's what I felt led. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. If it's in the mind or if it's in the jaws or something else, Lord, you know. But that's the phrase I believe you gave me. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well,
Pastor Mom?
I have dreams about me. You have dreams about me.
Okay. You dreamed about you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What? You dreamed about you walking, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's a wonderful dream.
Hallelujah. Well, you
know
that she had a fall in January with a fractured femur. The blessed part about that is last month in June, which was 6 months after the fall, that fractured hip, fractured femur is completely healed.
Amen.
Oh,
the
wow.
The bone is completely healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
That, and, you know, and I looked at the, I didn't say this to the orthopedic surgeon, but I was thinking, you know, you're good, but you're not that good. Only God is that good to heal a 90, someone that's 90
right.
in 6 months.
Right.
Of a fractured
right.
femur. Hallelujah.
Yes. That's right. You're good.
Amen.
You're not that good.
Yeah. Only
I
God is
it.
That good. Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's.
Amen.
That's good. That's wonderful. 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 Wonderful.
Amen. It sounded like Pastor was trying to say something. Pastor Catherine?
No, I was just saying, I think she was also trying to say that she dreamed that she was talking again, too. The way she wanted to talk.
Oh, praise
so,
God.
But I just want to say thank the Lord, our elders, for you all being back again. We really miss you all, and I think Apostle did a great job while you all were gone. But I know that there have been some people that have been waiting on the whole team to come back again together. So thank God that we all are all back together. I'm still waiting for Minister Linda. I'm waiting to hear her voice also. I always hear her Facebook Messenger. But
I've been missing
you all so much. But I would like to have prayer for myself today. I think something going on with me and eggs, and so today I had a real hard time, and right now I just feel so weak. I wasn't able to eat anymore after I had eaten the eggs this morning, so I'm just asking for prayer that God will restore my strength back to me overnight in Jesus' name.
No, that's okay. Everybody, let's join in. Let's join in. If you were having weakness, you would want everybody to pray to join in and pray. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus as one person, as united on behalf of Pastor Catherine. I'm asking specifically that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, specifically in the area of strength. We ask that you would completely renew her strength, completely reestablish her strength and appetite in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke all unnecessary, all unwanted, all attacks of weakness in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you. We command you to leave. If there's any sickness, we rebuke you in Jesus' name, and we command you to get off of Pastor Catherine and be removed from her in the name of Jesus. Any sort of virus, any sort of sickness or deficiency of any kind in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we loose your spirit upon her. I lay hands like I'm laying hands on the top of her head. I loose the Holy Spirit to go into you from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet, specifically for strengthening your physical body in
Jesus'
name. And, Lord, we believe that what we have spoken in the Spirit here is coming to pass even now, and we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank
Glory.
You so much.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Thank you both. Praise
You're
God.
Welcome. Amen. Okay, Reverend Treva, we're going to open up your line in just a moment here. I just want to reiterate some people just joined us a few moments ago. Just want to let you know the ailments that were called out tonight, jaw pain, stiffness in the knee, sinus area, the throat, dryness in the throat, and the side of the hip. And we realized that side of the hip was Pastor Mom. It could be someone else, too.
Yes, that's right. Could be.
So, yeah, make sure you press your number one key. What were you saying, Elder?
You're absolutely correct when you said it was Pastor Mom, but it could also be someone else. You're right.
Yes.
It could be. Very well could be.
Yeah, we've seen that time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, opening up the line now for Reverend Treva. Welcome,
Hello,
Reverend
and
Treva.
God bless you. Hi, Apostle Kizzy and Elder Hockey. God bless you both. And I've been waiting
bless
for
you,
man. I couldn't wait for this evening. I believe in God. I need another prayer with the Ezekiel 16:6 that talks about when God passed by and saw someone bleeding, lying in their blood, bleeding. Well, it's that time of month for me. Mm-hmm. And it's been like 2 weeks. And so it needs to stop now.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this. Thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there's two scriptures that come to mind. The one is the lion and the blood from the Ezekiel. I don't remember the chapter and verse, but she does, and so that's good. And also coming to me, Mark chapter 5.
Yes.
Where there was a flow of blood, and instantly her flow of blood was dried up and stopped.
Yes.
Well, this is not normal. This is not your regular. This is not your design. This is beyond your design and your plan. So we're going to come against it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against this unnatural overdoing of a natural flow. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, command you to dry up and be normal in Jesus' name. Just like in Mark chapter 5. Rebuke this unnatural thing. You must cease in Jesus' name. You cannot stop. Your time has already passed. You should have stopped. Now stop in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke this unnatural flow of blood, and we command you to cease in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that a word of command by the Holy Spirit has gone forth and that you will bring it to pass. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed are you. Glory
thank you,
to God.
Jesus. It's done. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray in the name of Jesus also that I'm just perceiving the bloatedness, just a
yes.
bloating.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Jesus. Okay.
So we come in agreement
yes.
that every symptom that came with it must leave with
yes.
it in the name of Jesus and never to return in Jesus' name. And we just thank you for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then
yes.
We plead the blood of Jesus and come against that spirit of trauma.
Yes.
For,
yes.
you know, as you've gone through this for all this time, that would lead to any fear and trepidation, that the enemy would try to
yes.
put upon you, it's got to lead
yes.
to right now in the mighty and matchless name,
the mighty name of
Jesus. Every time in
yes.
the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. And I just see the Lord just moving in your back right now as well.
Yes.
Around in your lower back. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Just bringing like a soothing and a healing,
yes.
even in your lower back, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. You are the
thank
God
you.
That healeth thee. Thank you
thank
for
you.
It right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you. And thank you, Lord, for sealing the healing, that this
yes.
thing that has tried to come up on you, you will not come back again.
Again.
Anytime, forever,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I feel no blow.
Glory.
The blow.
Say it
is
again.
Gone. The blow.
Hallelujah.
That's gone.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God. Wow.
So check yourself. And
I will.
Hey,
I'll
as,
send
as the Lord leads you, text me. Amen.
I will. Okay.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
Look what the Lord has
glory
done.
To God.
Glory
oh,
to God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Look what the Lord has
woo!
Done.
Look what the Lord has done.
God bless you both. Love you.
Wow.
Amen. Love you too, Reverend Treva. Have a blessed
wow.
night. And I'm looking forward
you
to that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Wow.
Amen. And I just
wow.
really believe by the Spirit of the Lord that somebody else got healed. Amen. You haven't said anything yet, but God has touched you. Hallelujah. You didn't say anything, but your faith is reaching out. And so the Lord has touched you. So check yourself. Check something that was like out of whack. Hallelujah. We got praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Check yourself. Remember that time, Elder, when the
yes.
Lord said, check your blood pressure.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. We had a whole
yes,
bunch of
amen.
People that were going around checking their blood pressure. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really
hallelujah.
Neat.
And I'll tell you, I mean, since that time, that's been, gosh, probably maybe over a year or so ago, my blood pressure has changed, has gotten so much better. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That was a wonderful
amen.
A Holy Ghost word. Check your blood. Check yourself out. Check your
yeah.
blood. That's just, that,
yeah.
that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was great.
Man, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Amen. So, don't be shy now, and you know, wait to see what other people are doing. Go ahead, we can begin praying for you. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's
thank you,
right.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God is He's healing. So, just like the woman with the issue of blood to the doctors. And, you know, and I'm saying doctors do help, can work through doctors. You know, I do understand that. And then sometimes he just wants to work all by himself.
Yep.
Hallelujah. So whichever way, we're good with it.
Yep, absolutely. Wow.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, we still have a few elements that people need to call in about.
Oh,
praise God.
Yeah, let me go back to it. The elements that have been called out or revealed are jaw pain, and I'll just say jaw pain, stiff knee, sinus, throat, and side of the hip. And so far, Pastor Mom was going through the side of the hip.
Yes.
So we've seen some healing. Still waiting on someone to press their number one key. I was just looking at our, we keep our statistics here of, the healing. I guess when I started keeping the statistics on it, might have been in 2019. And I'm going to go back later and see what we have. But let's go back in time for a moment. In 2019, there were 80 healings that happened. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
And that was, if I remember correctly, it was not just on the broadcast, but I believe that was the year we went to Canada. Or that might have been before.
Oh.
When we went to Canada, there were people that were being healed. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was awesome, and that was added to that. In 2020, we had over 51 healings in that year as well. That was right in the pandemic time frame.
Yes. That's
so,
right.
And then in 2021, 62 healing. Now in 2021, that was all online, I know for sure. You know, and 2020 as well. So 62 healings in 2021. And then last year, 2022, we went up to 70. That was all online. All the hallelujah. God is awesome. God,
wow.
God is awesome. And so, we are at 52 this year so far. Glory to God.
How many
hallelujah.
This year?
This year so far is 22.
Wow. Okay. We're tracking to do like 44 then. Wow.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I always like it when there's a whole lot of people that get healed, but to be truthful, you know, a lot of times I'll say this to the Lord, you know, whether it's a healing thing that we do over the phone or some kind of a healing service that is held face-to-face, if even one gets healed, it was worth it. It was worth our time and, you know, just to...
Amen.
Just to, I mean, it is. It's worth it. I mean, how precious is one person? You know, how much does it mean to them? Words can't even describe. You can't put a price on it. You know, what the Lord does. It's just really beautiful. Very beautiful.
Amen. I see somebody on the line right now from North Carolina. And I know that she has been having some problems with her eyes. And she has not pressed her number one key. So let's pray for her. Let's pray for her. Yeah.
Is it eye pain or is it eye vision? Is it cloudiness of the eye?
Vision.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you. She was saying that my sound wasn't coming in very well and that I sounded like a robot at times. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. That usually happens if I'm on Wi-Fi and I've gotten off of the Wi-Fi. So hopefully you all heard something. What I was just saying was that there is a friend of mine on the line from North Carolina, and I know that she's been experiencing some problems with her eyes. Her vision has not been, needs to be cleared up. We'll say it like that.
Yes.
And so that she can see better, among other things going on, but that's what stood out to me today is about her vision. Praise God.
Praise God. We would be honored to pray with you for North Carolina, and we are honored. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's okay to correct me if I don't have it all together. I feel like there's a I feel like I'm sensing there's problem with the clarity of vision and a cloudiness. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know about a cloudiness, but the clarity, that I know.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we join in prayer for our sister in North Carolina. We ask that the power of your spirit come upon her, and I'm laying my hands, making a motion as if I were laying my hands, each one of them, on her eyes, as if she were right in front of me. I loose the power of the Holy Spirit for clarity of vision in the name of Jesus. All unclear vision, I take authority over you and the cause thereof, and in Jesus' mighty name, I command this vision to clear up and to be returned to what it was before. I command you, be cleared up and returned to what you were before when you were good. In Jesus' name, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for touching our sister. We believe you for it. We trust you for it. And we sense that there is power going into her, beginning to change and improve things in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We very much thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. He did it a borobata. Sabaratrabata. He did a mandara de coraboku te. is this individual able to text you and give feedback or to you?
I don't know. But I know something has happened. I'm perceiving the anointing in my eyes, like a kind of like heat.
Yes, yes.
Heat in my
eyes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you to do the work. We magnify what you're doing. We praise you for what you're doing. Ask you as you're even Apostle Kissy can even feel you upon her as on herself as a result of what you're doing over in North Carolina. I thank you, Lord. We honor what you were doing. We praise you for what you're doing. Here comes another wave right now. There's another wave of the Holy Spirit going into your sister. So, Apostle Kizzy, you'll probably feel it. There it is right there. It's going in right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We loose this wave of the Holy Spirit into our sister of North Carolina. Restoration and clarity of vision. Another wave of the Holy Spirit is hitting you right now. I can feel it going out of our right hand and toward you, onto you, and into you. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. Okay.
Amen. All right. Well,
yes.
We'll just keep in touch and we'll see. You know, it's late there. She might have fell asleep.
Yeah, it's already, 10 o'clock? Almost 10.
So, really? Praise God. Amen.
Now they're sleeping, too. Praise God.
Okay, she pressed her number one key. Hello, Evangelist.
I pressed my number. Hi, praise God. Hello, everybody. I pressed my number one key about 6 times. I'm saying hello. As the elder was praying. To clarify things, I'm blind on my left side in my brain, not in my eyes. And that has been becoming more and more evident. This causes me to walk like I'm drunk or dizzy or something. And it has been seemingly getting worse. And that is what is ailing me. I receive your prayers, and I know that God can raise the dead. He can heal the blind. So I accept your prayers. I thank you, and I thank you for praying for me. And thank you, Barbara, for clarifying the mystery guest. I feel like I'm the mystery guest. You know,
you're the
I don't
mystery
like
guest.
To...
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And this comes as a praise report as well, because I think I don't know how long the elder has been missing. But the last time I was on for prayer was because I was having terrible pain in my legs, in my knees, and I haven't been having any problem. It turned out, I think, that it was gout that was in my knees, and I haven't had any problems with gout for, I can't even remember. So
wow,
I will accept that as being I was healed, and that's my praise report.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you, Elder, for that.
We do. And you know, since we've got you live with, you know, with the number one key actually working, I want us all to pray over you again. Not that our prayer didn't work. It did, but I just want us to minister to you again with live, and you know what I mean, the whole ball of wax, as they say. Praise God.
Okay.
And I believe you said that there's something in your brain that is causing one of your eyes to not function.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I had a stroke, and it affected an area in my brain that governs my vision on the left side. So it's not my eyes, it's my brain actually where this deficiency, we might call it, is. It's like if I had had a stroke and it affected my right side, I wouldn't be able to use my arm or my leg or speech. Mm-hmm. So this particular one hit an area in my brain that governs the left side of my vision. So it's both eyes, but I'm not. It's not an eye. It is the left side of my brain. That's the best way I can describe it. But it is a strange malady.
It's very helpful. Thank you. This is wonderful. And we're going to pray for you again to add on top of what we already prayed. And praise the Lord. Okay, this
hallelujah.
Time I have an anointing. This time it just happens to be coming out of my left hand. Okay, sometimes it's both, sometimes it's the right, but this time it's the left. So I'm making a motion as if I'm laying my left hand on top of your head.
Mm.
Holy Spirit, I loose this anointing into the area of the brain. We rebuke the effects of a stroke that are affecting the eye or eyes. Now there's there goes right there. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that she's a ready and eager recipient. Praise God.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just loose this anointing out of my left hand, out of our, and the other people are probably having it too. So I loose this anointing out of our hands to go into our sister's head to cause healing and to clear up the eyesight. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every nerve. We speak to that part of the brain. We command you to be revitalized. We command you to respond. We command you to respond to the power of the Holy Ghost. We command you to respond so that our sister's brain will revitalize and so that her eyes will revitalize.
Thank you.
We loose this anointing coming out of our hands into the head in Jesus' name. We leave our hand on her head. We leave our hand on her head.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. We let this anointing go in. I thank you that she's eager. I thank you that she's a recipient. I thank you she's received healing before. If you could do the knees, you could do this. If you did the knees and you can do this.
Hallelujah.
So we loose the power of the Holy Spirit. Still flowing out of our hands.
Glory.
Into the top of the head to touch that area of the brain. Brain, we speak to you in the name of Jesus. Respond. Be revitalized. Be re-energized. Be recharged in Jesus' name. And we speak to all the nerve and all of the transmission signals and the pathways between the brain and the eye in Jesus' name. Respond. Work normally in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Brain, we command you to start recovering now. And I, we command you to start covering now. Well.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You were definitely getting a touch from the Holy Ghost. There's
hallelujah.
No doubt about it. You were getting a touch.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I praise and thank you. For your amazing work, oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank
well,
you, Lord.
Sister, what are you experiencing over over there in North Carolina?
What did you say? What do I feel?
What are you sensing or feeling or experiencing over there, if anything?
I don't feel anything in the physical, but in the spirit, I believe that prayer works. I know that God answers prayer, and I believe your prayers are sincere, so I receive it as such. And I wait for the manifestation in Jesus' name.
Very good. Very good. Wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for praying for me. Thank you all.
Amen. Thank you for pressing that number one key six times.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to say to you that when you, the last time you were on the broadcast, on the healing broadcast, was September the 14th, 2022.
Wow.
And I was in your house, Barbara.
Wow.
Yeah,
amen.
That's when I came to visit you guys.
I didn't put that in my notes, but I remember you being here.
Right.
Praise God.
God is good. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, expect to wake up and, you know, let me just say something, too. Because I just heard something today. I was listening to the speaker today who was talking about things going on in the brain. And and just today, he was talking about the plaque in the brain that causes different things to go on. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to join our faith together with Elder Philip and all those who are praying. And
yes,
we come against that plaque in the name of Jesus. That's blocking her eyesight. And we speak to you, plaque, and say you be removed now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That your anointing that even Elder Philip felt going into your brain and the pinpoint is against that plaque that has tried to accumulate over the years. The blood of Jesus is over it right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for full and complete restoration of sight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. And any other kind of ailment that the plaque would try to manifest, we rebuke that right now. And we thank you, Lord God, that Evangelist Barbara, hallelujah. Well, when you do bring her home, that she will come home in her right mind in the name of Jesus. That plaque will not take anything away from her in Jesus' name. And we give you praise and glory, and that she'll always be able to speak articulately. In the name of Jesus. And then we even pray for Pastor Mom that the plaque that would try to build up in her mind, in her brain, is removed as well in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And every ill effect of diabetes will leave their body even right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. And it just came to mind. I really wanted to rest today, and the Lord said, no, listen to Dr. Joe. Listen to what he's saying today. And that's what he mentioned about how diabetes could cause plaque to build up in the brain and then cause different parts of the body to be affected by that plaque. And he had mentioned basically like the speech center or what do they call it? Anyway, so he mentioned, you know, something like the speech center. And then it just dawned on me, the eyes too, in the name of Jesus.
Right.
So we thank God for your complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. What God reveals, he heals.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for a text from you in the name of Jesus. When you wake up and you seeing stuff that you couldn't see before. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw your number. I was shouting over here.
Wow.
I knew that. I'm going to have to get another phone number to call so you won't know it's me.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Something is going on here. Barbara, can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear the music, too.
I hear the music, too.
But you're not playing
okay.
the music?
I know.
That's the Holy Ghost.
No, I'm not. But that might have been Elder Philip dropped.
No, I think I'm back. Am I back?
Okay.
Yeah, I
did
hear
you call my number?
Yeah. It was my thumb. My thumb lost its mind and actually hit the wrong space thing on the phone and yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Glory to God.
Okay.
And guess
we're
what?
Back.
We're back.
Right.
And guess what?
We're back.
I just got a text from little Linda. She's on the line. She's listening in. She's listening in. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I see her. Evangelist, good talking to you. Praise God. We thank God for your healing. And before we open up the line for Minister Linda, we're going to play this by faith.
Yes.
What the Lord has done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Have a blessed night, Evangelist. Love you.
You too, everybody.
Okay. Amen. Minister Linda. I should have my drum roll ready.
Yeah.
Minister Linda, welcome. Welcome.
I'm so glad to be with you all. It's been too long, and I'm so happy to be back. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We're happy to have you back. Pastor Catherine was asking for you earlier, and she said, you know, she was looking forward to the whole team being together again. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's exciting.
Amen.
Yes, things are just, praise God, looking better all the time, and God's blessing all the time, and I'm just bathing in him tonight. I had a full day, but it was a good day, and
Amen.
I just thank the Lord for all of his gifts and how much he loves us. And how we can go to him no matter what we're going through. It's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for being with us, even with your full day. Hallelujah.
Oh,
and I know
God.
That you are right on time.
Right on time.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
Sit back, relax, and let the anointing flow through you.
Amen.
Glory
God.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have someone on the line today who is patiently waiting. Minister Tori, I'm going to open up her line. She texted me and said she'd like for us to join them and lift up her family to the Lord for healing and restoration. And then she's saying that she had a swimming injury that affected the left side of her hip.
Oh, well.
Okay. So
yeah,
we're gonna,
what the Lord has revealed, he heals.
Amen. Amen. We're going to open up the line for you, Minister Tori.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you.
Hi.
Well,
welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
So, tell us about your family. And then we'll go to your hip. I know Elder Philip is ready to pray for your hip.
Oh,
so let's
yes.
talk about your family for a moment. Then we'll go to your hip.
Well, my family is needing healing and restoration. My daughter, she just recently came out as a lesbian, and she's with a woman. They're supposed to be getting married in September. I am standing in faith that the Lord is going to overcome that or, you know, overturn that. And, she is not speaking to me at the moment because of, she thinks I'm judging her, which I'm not. It's just, I can't agree with the relationship. I will love her where she's at, but I cannot, openly agree, and I cannot attend their wedding. So she has completely shut me out on everything. And then my daughter Catalina, which her name is Victoria, but my daughter Catalina, last year August, she moved in with her dad, and we've come a long way. There's healing that's had, has already been taking place, but more healing that needs to be done. And then my son and his wife, fiance, are going through some things. They had a miscarriage last year, and just a lot of division in my family, secrets that have been come out, so it's just, I just like to lift them up. And, I know we're supposed to leave everything at the cross. Sometimes it's hard to do that, but I'm just trusting in the Lord that he I'm just leaving everything in his feet and just believing in restoration and healing.
Amen.
That's a lot.
Amen.
Praise God. That's a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Reminds
Hallelujah.
Me of, not all of it, but some of it reminds me of things that are actually going on in my family. So mm-hmm. while I'm thinking on it, after we pray for your hip and after we pray for you, I'm going to have Apostle Kizzy pray for my family. It got me just quickened to, I'll get into that after a bit, that was quickened.
Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
So what happened with your, you had a swimming thing that something happened to your hip?
I love swimming. Like, that is my passion. My serenity is being around water. We had an outing, at a hotel or no, at a rec center. Me being me, I went down the slide and, I turned over, because I was trying to clear my, actually swallowing water. So as I was trying to clear my throat, I turned around in the tube And when I did, I uncrossed my legs, and when I went into the water, it was like my the only way I can describe it is like a Barbie doll, like a Barbie. Like, you know, you can twist
right,
and turn the
right.
leg. And I believe
right.
my legs
yes.
went all the way back to the back of my back. So it was I believe I have a fracture of some sort. I have had it healed on. I have had it prayed on, which I know that there's healing that has taken place because I felt it. I felt the warmness. But you know how the enemy likes to come in and you know, believe, make you believe that it's still injured. So I'm just believing, you know, I'm believing for healing on my leg, on my hip rather. And I know that, you know, that I'm going to be healed in Jesus' name.
Okay. Are you
in
pain at the moment?
I'm feeling like kind of like a fullness, like a pain when I sit some certain ways, and when I'm feeling really under spiritual attack. That's one of the things that it starts resonating in, and also you know, other parts of my body. But, you know, that particular spot is, you know, when I sit 8 hours a day, you know, and then when I sit certain ways, it is affected. So, yeah.
All right. But
okay.
How
about right
you,
now?
Like, right, exactly.
Yes, I'm feeling a little discomfort.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say the pain is right now? The discomfort?
I would say like a 3, 2 or 3. Not too excruciating,
okay.
but I can feel
okay.
it's there.
Okay. Okay. All right, Elder. That's
all right.
What I wanted to clarify.
Right. And because this is one of the things that was revealed before the broadcast even started.
Yes.
I'm expecting you to get a touch and probably even see it, know it, or feel it, even tonight while you're live on the broadcast, simply
yes.
because it was revealed ahead of time. And you know what? I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Tori.
Yes.
No problem.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Tori, and we have several requests for family and healing, but we want to start with this one here, with the hip. I know for a fact you revealed hip problems before there was even a broadcast, before we were even online or on the phone. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. So we lift Tori up to you as far as this swimming accident and the thing that was pulled out of place or pulled too far or whatever, either fractured or pulled or both or whatever, all the above. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, specifically because the Holy Spirit revealed hip problems this evening, we rebuke all pain and lack of mobility, comfort when sitting, and we rebuke that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we loose healing out of our hands and out of our mouths in Jesus' name toward Tori's body. And we order the body to respond to the power of the Holy Spirit. Your situation was exposed even before the broadcast. In Jesus' name, we speak over you. We declare over you, hip. You become normal in the name of Jesus. Any swelling, we command you to leave. Anything that is out of place, we command you to go back in place in the name of Jesus. Anything that is damaged, broken, or pulled too far or whatever, stretched or whatever, we command in Jesus' name anything broken to be healed, anything stretched too far, we command you to be restored in the name of Jesus. And all pain associated with this injury, we take authority over you, and in the name of Jesus, we order you to leave Tori's body in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for trusting you. Thank you for what you're doing even right now. Thank you right now. We're gonna give you. You just take a moment there, take a few moments if you want. Let us know what you're experiencing, and if anything, and we might pray some more depending on what's taking place. Okay.
Amen. I'm feeling a little, you know, the tingling through my leg. As you were praying, I did feel some things to release from it. I think I'm going to stand up because I'm actually laying down. So let me stand up.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm feeling the fullness subsiding. Like,
okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It actually feels good.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Because of my God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Are you able to move?
Yes, I'm actually walking around in my apartment.
Okay.
I'm feeling it's feeling better walking, so that's praise the Lord. And I was actually healed several times ago from my knees, so I do have to give a praise report on that. My knees are doing good. I walk a quiet bit to my apartment, and you know, I was in a wheelchair, not a wheelchair, like those things that you walk it through Walmart, those carts. Like, I could not walk through Walmart. I would have to use the cart. As my minister Janie and the healing that I've gotten through this ministry as well. I mean, I don't use the cart anymore, and I'm believing that the Lord has completely restored my mind, my body, and my spirit. So this is awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Apostle. Ask your follow-up questions. I like you.
Oh, okay. Now, would you say, is it still at a level 3? Or it has, you said the fullness went away. Did the discomfort go away as well?
Yes, I would say almost a -1.
Wow, that's a
new
one.
That's the first time I've ever heard that one.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's a first time for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. So, before we go to your family, let's praise the Lord on this one.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He saved me. He would come. He died. He was always his name.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And once again, I'm just perceiving that somebody else just got healed too. I don't
Amen.
Even perceive this, but somebody got touched. Amen.
Yes.
Check yourself. See, like, move something around and see if it's
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord is so good. He is so good and so faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, little Linda, you with us?
I sure am. I was going to tell
okay.
you, God sure does love this lady. I had such an anointing pouring out of me for you. I mean, it just was like God is moving on your behalf. And I don't believe that what I was feeling was just for your physical healing. I believe it was for your family.
Yes, I accept it and I receive that. Thank you.
I was going to ask you, little Linda, if you felt inclined to pray for these family things and so forth. I just kind of felt led to throw
okay.
that out there.
Okay,
Amen.
So let me get it straight. What I'm praying for is the one daughter has chosen to be a lesbian, and
yes.
the other child is they're recovering from having a miscarriage.
That's my son and his girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And his name is Paul.
Okay. Okay. I know how deep that pain is because my daughter had two miscarriages and she's finally carrying this baby. But I know the pain is awful. I know
yeah.
it's nothing that anybody likes to go through. It's horrible. But, yes,
yeah.
I would love to pray for your family. Am I missing anything
okay.
in praying for your family besides those?
My daughter Catalina, both my daughters really are like the prodigal kids. Victoria, she actually went. She grew up in church. She had a lot of knowledge of the Lord, and she even went to Nicaragua with the youth group. So she's had a lot of experience with the Lord, and she knows the Lord and. You know, the enemy is got a big smirk on his face, and, you know, it's horrible what he is doing to these people, to, you know, the people of this nation and this world, to make them think that it's okay to sin, that it's okay and be in comfort and be satisfied with the sin that they're in. So I know she has the knowledge of the Lord, but for Catalina, she's had a lot of, heartache with me and her dad splitting up, and a lot of things that she's just got a lot. She was actually touched by the Holy Spirit, and when she got delivered, she didn't stay into the word of the Lord. So I believe that the enemy has came back sevenfold on her, and she's acting like she's not even Catalina anymore. But she's slowly coming back. I'm believing, I've been praying and standing infirm and standing, in the gap for my family. And, I just believe in great things and believing in hope for my family.
Well, I have got a word for you and the word is you've already told these people, you've obeyed the Lord. You've told these members of your family what's right and what's wrong. Okay, now you've already done it. I believe the Lord is telling you that he wants you to spend more time than ever in prayer with him about it and battle. Right now,
yeah.
they're not going to, you can't tell them anything more. What you told them was enough. Now the battle is on your knees. Now the battle is in prayer because there is such a heavy anointing that God really, really hears your love for your family and you're claiming them back to him, it will happen. But I'm feeling that you're not to talk to them about it anymore. You're to be praying for them because right now they're not going to receive anything but love from you.
They're not receiving anything from me, and that is on time. Thank you, because, you know, I've been struggling the last couple of days, and I've even had to turn the phone off, and I've had to just stop. And you know, I feel like it wasn't enough. And with your word, and I feel like the Holy Spirit's telling me that too. And I just, I don't want them to perish. I don't want them to, want to just shake them and be like, come on, let me get the scales off of your eyes. But it's not for me. It's for the Lord to do that. And it's for them to do that.
Right.
It's for them to receive the Lord. So thank you for that.
Yes.
And they have to submit. I remember praying for my half-brother when he was so overcome with drugs and alcohol that his behavior was very not like him. It was very demonic. And when I laid hands on him and started to pray, that spirit had to obey Jesus. He was like frozen. So right now you're dealing with the enemy. You're right. You know it, girl. You're dealing with the enemy. And right now you just got to claim your family back. This is a battle that you have to do on your knees. It's not a battle that you can do by preaching at them anymore. They're not going to hear anymore. It's right to tell them. You had to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets to a point that we don't need to always tell them twice, but we need to tell them at least once. And here's the thing. Now the rest of the battle is on your knees, and it will work. So I want to pray with you right now, and we're going to believe that we're going to pray now, and we're going to continue to pray, and every month you're going to see changes in your kids, and we're going to hear good news from you. Father God, we come before you, and we bring this dear sister's children before you. You see the different types of sin that they've been involved in and how that they have walked from you. And, Lord, we are claiming every child of hers back to your kingdom. And, Lord, those that are hurting from the loss of the baby, Lord, I am asking you to heal those wounds of how he's feeling. Lord, I just ask you to visit each and every one of this fine lady's children. And Lord, we claim them for you, Jesus. You said that we could claim our house, our family, and we're doing so, Lord, right now. As I plead your blood upon every one of her children and upon her family right now, and I plead your blood upon her right now, and Lord Jesus, let it be done in your precious name, mm-hmm. and make your precious blood flow upon each and every one of her children right now, and upon her, in your precious name, dear Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
what
Lord.
You revealed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for that word.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
We're very glad you called in. Thank you for calling
in. Yes, we
are. Praise God.
Well, thank you. And, you know, when she sent me that text message, do you want that line open? You know, the enemy tried to creep in. Oh, don't do that because, you know, because of this reason, because of that reason. I'm like, you know what? I am pushing yes, please, because you are not going to win in the name of Jesus. I am tired of him putting his smirk on my kids.
Amen.
I'd like to share this because it keeps coming up in my mind. About a week ago, I had an encounter and I was half asleep and I was half awake, and I'm hoping I'm speaking to someone while to be a voice to someone else who's going through the sin. I was half asleep and I was waking up, and every inch of my eyesight that I'm able to see out of my eyes was the devil. And I could see his horns. I could see his lines in his face, and I could see his eyes, and I can see that ignorant smirk on his face. And I felt peace.
Yeah.
I felt love. I felt, you know, everything that the enemy is trying to make us believe. That he is goodness. And when I woke up, I was on my face. I got up because I'm like, no, this cannot be it. This is not it. I know that this is not right, you know, and
I used to say, you know, I don't understand how people can live as homosexuals. I don't understand how people can live in that sin that they're living in. But at that moment, I had the complete revelation to the marrow of my bones of understanding how someone can be in that sin. Because the enemy is trying to make us believe that it is okay to sin, that it is okay, that we're supposed to love ourselves. But in the end, in the ultimate moment of the enemy, is he has got that smirk on his face of all the souls that he is stealing away from the Lord. And I'm going to be a voice, and I'm sick and tired of keeping my mouth shut. I'm sick and tired of not being a voice for somebody. But and I was on my face like I am right now, that it is a revelation that he is a deceitful man, a person, spirit, that he is seeking who he can devour. And we have to be the voice for the lost. We have to be a voice for the people that have those scales on their eyes. And we have to, you know, show them that they need to protect their eye gates and their ear gates and their spirit, because the enemy is like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. And he is not going to devour my family any longer. So I hope that helps someone.
Amen.
I hope that resonates with somebody. But I just had to share that because it kept coming up.
Amen.
Good. Thank you.
Very good.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we look forward to some wonderful praise reports from you, too.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Amen.
And I will. Thank you so much.
Amen. All right.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Bless.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Indeed. Amen. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And, Minister Linda, right on time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
You were.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord.
You were. Glory to God.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Well, I don't see any other number one keys pressed right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll just say again where we are here. Hallelujah. The ailments that have been revealed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And that was jaw pain, stiff knee, sinus, throat, dryness in the throat, and the side
mm-hmm.
of the hip. So far,
yes.
The side of the hip, Pastor Mom and Minister Tori. Amen.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, glory to God.
Well, we have about, I see someone else has press their number one key. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get ready to open up that line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. All right. We're opening up your line, area code 618.
Praise
That's me.
Amen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Tell
Good
us
evening.
Tell us your name, your first name.
Sandy. My name is Sandy.
Oh, hi.
Welcome, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yes, Tori gave me the number, and she told me to call in. And I just heard you say something about pressing one, so I don't think anybody have heard me that I was on till now.
Right. Because unless
correct.
I open up
That's
your
true.
Line, we wouldn't hear you. And the way
right.
we
okay.
open up the line is if you press your number one key. So once you did that, I see a little thing on my computer that looks like you just raised your hand.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So Sandy, welcome. So tell us what's going on. What would you like prayer for?
Well, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer and type 2 diabetes, sugar diabetes and breast cancer. And I got some dead skin on my feet that I don't want my legs removed from diabetes, or I don't want any part of me removed from the cancer. And I got to go in for an MRI on the 17th. I got to be there at 6 in the morning for MRI and IV in me to see how far, I guess, to see how far they, if the cancer has spread through my body, how far it's went. They just did the biopsy, the breast biopsy, and it came back that it was cancer. And I've been going through some trouble on my feet from the diabetes, skin not wanting to heal, skin giving me problems. That's what's going on. And I've been having some dizziness too, like some, like I'm like weakness at times, like I'm almost going to fall on the floor and throwing up.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on.
It's a lot. Praise God. You're at the right place. Praise the Lord.
Yes, it is a lot. It's an awful lot.
Yeah. I'm 63 years old, and my mom died from breast cancer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you very much for having Sandy call in tonight. I ask that you would lead us and anoint us as we minister to her. Thank you in Jesus' name. Apostle Kizzy, do you have any other questions that you want to ask before we start praying?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I wanted to know more about the diabetes. You said that there's skin on your leg or on your foot?
On my feet.
Okay.
On my feet. That hasn't been healing for a long time.
Okay. Are you in pain right now on your feet?
No.
Okay. Have they diagnosed you with neuropathy?
Yes. Unexplained dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
No, neuropathy is when you can't feel anything in your feet or in certain parts of your body.
No, it's unexplained dizziness. And I've kind of, sometimes I was going backwards. When I stand up, I'll start to go backwards for no reason. I can't go forward, and I almost fall on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to come against that in the name of Jesus.
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
We do. Lord, I just ask you to lead us as everyone who's tuned in to the broadcast, as we all pray together, Lord. We're all going to pray for Sandy here together.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his Spirit, we combine together to rebuke breast cancer. We command you to die and to reverse
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And every part of the body that you have affected, in the name of
Jesus,
I command you to reverse
and go the other way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we loose healing to restore every part of the body that you've touched. We command you, breast cancer, to get out. And then get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke you and command you to reverse and get out.
In Jesus' name.
Take all of your symptoms with you. Any pain or damage that you've done to the body, you leave in Jesus' name. And we reverse what you have done by the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
We come against diabetes in Jesus' name. Sandy's been very specific. She doesn't want any part of her body taken away by cancer, and she doesn't want any part of her body taken away by diabetes. Now, she's been specific about that, and she's specific with you. You'll be specific with her. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever is causing this diabetes, well, we rebuke the effects of the diabetes on the feet in Jesus' name. We command you skin and we command you feet to be healed, to be restored, to reverse in Jesus' name, and to become normal like you used to be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command you to reverse and become normal like you used to be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Lord, any problems with strength or equilibrium as far as falling backwards, we also rebuke that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to allow her to get up and stand strong and stand normal and be balanced in her gait and to move forward like she should be able to do, like you designed her to be able to do. And we rebuke this backwards, this falling backwards in Jesus' name. And if there be any kind of problems with balance or whatever, we take authority over that in Jesus' name. Any equilibrium problems, we rebuke you by the power of the Holy Spirit and command you to be gone. Now we loose in general the power of the Holy Spirit upon Sandy from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, that her body, starting now and every second moving forward, will begin to become normal and more normal and more normal and healed and restored by the power of the name of Jesus. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yeah.
Even any condition that she's not, even any condition or disease that she has not voiced to us this evening, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for what you're beginning to do right now and that you're going to complete the work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Linda or Apostle Kizzy, do you, either one of you have anything you want to add or whatever?
Okay. Minister Linda?
I just felt the anointing when you were praying, hon. I just felt the anointing. God's doing something.
Sandy, may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you, we're not looking for hype. We're just looking for feedback for the from the people we pray with and so forth. Can you tell us what, if anything, that you're experiencing on your end while we were praying?
Yeah,
and
it's like a fire. I feel like a fire, a burning fire, and like something left. I feel like the breast cancer, like, not there. It feels like it's not there. I mean, I can't see inside my body, but I'm feeling something.
Praise Jesus.
Right.
The doctors can see inside my body, you know, with the x-rays, but I can't see right now, but it feels like it's gone.
And how are you feeling with the, I don't know if you have to stand up to see if the dizziness is gone or the weakness or can you just tell that it's gone?
Well, let me stand up.
Praise God.
Okay. I'm working on that now. Okay, I'm better. I'm better. I'm standing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I still feel the fire.
Praise
I feel
you,
it. Okay. I feel
you know what the fire is.
Legs. I feel something in my legs. Something's moving through my body. I've never experienced that moving before, not like this. I felt the fire before, but not something moving. It's moving through my stomach and my legs, and it's moving. It's like a warm feeling.
That
I've never experienced this. It's moving through my host, trying to move through my body, It's trying to move through the whole body. It's trying to move this warm feeling.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and it's amazing because they're going to do the MRI Monday, and they're wanting to see if it went through my body, the cancer. I'm believing for a good report.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm believing from this feeling of warmth that the doctors are going to be shocked because the diagnosis has been going on for over a year.
Right. Wow.
They found it. It's been about a year and a half that they found it last February. You know.
Okay.
So I feel the warmth going in my stomach because my stomach had a little bit of discomfort, and I've been sometimes losing my food, throwing up my food, and I'm feeling a warmth in my stomach and in my legs.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Through my whole body. It's like going through my whole body.
Praise you, Jesus.
And I'm standing as I'm telling you this. I'm standing and I'm walking a little bit.
Okay. So, and not feeling dizzy.
No dizziness. And that's what I was feeling earlier today.
Praise
it was happening. Not now, devil. No. You can leave now. We ain't going to have this. No, we
thank
ain't having
Lord.
This no more. God
thank
is
you,
so
Jesus.
Good.
Wow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I can
praise
feel it
Lord.
Going all the way through me. It's a beautiful feeling. Yeah. I'm walking without dizziness right now. Hallelujah.
Praise you and thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's still working
Lord,
on me. I can feel it real strong.
Amen.
Praise you,
Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think at this point we need to praise God. We need to take a praise break here.
Jesus.
And look
glory
what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Well, everything that you're going through right now, that feeling of warmth, that feeling of fire, we just say, Lord God, right now, seal it into her in the name of Jesus.
Sir.
That fire that is burning out everything that is not like the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That your fire is burning on the inside of her right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And that warmth that she's feeling all throughout her body and that knowing that something has left her, we thank you for that, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that that is sealed in her as well. In the name of Jesus, the fire and the warmth sealed. It hayedahosha sealed in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Wow.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Well, Sandy, Jesus. We believe that something has happened. You know, please keep in touch with us. And,
yes,
let
yes,
us know.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
We're expecting
well,
a good report.
How do I put this in my phone listed? When do you come on?
when do we come on? I'll stop right now and tell you when we're going to come on. Hallelujah. amen.
Text me.
We'll be here tomorrow night. This is we're called God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio Family of Broadcast. So we'll be here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we have guests. They love to pray about anything. So they are pastors Natalie and Nelson Seda. So we'll be here with them tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. On Sunday, we have church service. And it's called the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can call the same number, 516-418-5699. So every Sunday, and I should say every Thursday, we're here at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Every Sunday, we're here with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that is 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. So every Sunday, we are here. On Monday, we have a Bible teaching on Mondays, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm saying it pretty fast, but the way that you can find us at any time is to Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio, and that stands for God in the Midst. So it's Get 'em, GITM.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's
okay.
2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers that pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Absolutely awesome. And if you have an opportunity, that would be great for you to just soak in the spirit. You know, as we're praying in tongues, we even have children that come on, anointed children that come on and pray in tongues and sing in tongues as well. Amen.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
And then on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, that's when we have our healing service our prophetic healing, and that's what we're doing tonight. And that begins at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have another broadcast on the fourth Wednesday of the month. That's going to be on the 26th of July. And what we do then is this is the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We call it Anointed Pandemic Baby. So God has highlighted to us to pray for these babies that made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. They are here, and they are from newborn to 4 years old. And so we're praying for them and for their parents on that broadcast as well. So that's how you can connect with us. Amen. And Tori, you know, Tori has my number as well. So
You can right. Amen. Yeah, to text an update would be wonderful and wonderful and wonderful. Yes.
Okay.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
So
thank you so much. Minister Linda, did you want to say anything else?
Oh, I just could feel such a heavy anointing, and I know that God has touched our sister, and I'm glad that you announced the different things that are going on, and I just praise God to be back with you again, Sister Barbara. I just praise him for that and give him all glory.
Amen. Good to have you back, too. Hallelujah. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much for calling in. And
yes.
And
yes,
we know
real.
We're going to hear from you again.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless. Have a blessed night laying in the warmth and in the fire.
Yeah, praise the Lord. There ain't nothing better than that, being in his presence.
Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a blessed night.
Really something.
Glory to God. We are officially in overtime right now, and we've been here before. This is not our first overtime rodeo right here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't see any other number one keys pressed. So we're going to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So, Hockey, we're going to put you on hold just for a few moments, and we'll be back with you for closing remarks and closing prayer. For this evening. Praise God. Well, if you're listening today and you are just really in awe of God and these healings that have happened today, yes, I just want to let you know that they are real. This is how God works. He really does. And he wants to work on your behalf instantaneously. Amen. But you know what? There's a scripture in the book of Revelation 3 and verse 20, and it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice, if anyone hear me and opens the door, I will come in and sup with them and them with me." Amen. So God is a gentleman. He's not just going to walk right in, even though he could. And he's knocking at the door of your heart even now. He wants you to receive him as your Lord and as your Savior, as your healer, as your redeemer, as the one who loves you so much that, as it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. This is a love thing. This is a not beat you over the head with the Bible thing. This is a love thing. And he loves you so much. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So when it says, the Bible says, confess with your mouth, that's saying a prayer. And when you confess with your mouth, that word really means that you are in agreement with what God has already said. So when you pray this prayer, you're going to be in agreement with what God has already said. Therefore, salvation will come upon you. It'll be just a very nice, short, easy prayer because Jesus did all the work. Amen. All you have to do is confess, hallelujah, with your mouth and believe in your heart. So let's do that right now, and you can and will be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. And even right now, we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. You are redeemed. When you leave this body, you're going straight to heaven, being absent from your body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So we want to welcome you. And then we pray over you right now in Jesus' name that God will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. So you have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to read the word of God and understand it, and then even power to pray in your prayer language. Hallelujah. Shalabaoshikarabai. You have your very own prayer language, and he's giving it to you even now. And so we thank and praise God for you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. I believe you heard earlier, as I told Sandy, about when we come together and what we do. You are invited as well. Hallelujah. Come and learn and grow with us. We invite you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the lines again for Elder Phillip and Minister Linda, and you guys can give us closing remarks and close us out in prayer.
Okay. Little Linda, you got anything you want to say in closing?
I'm just really happy for us all to be back together on here, and I'm just happy to feel God's presence and him touching lives. It's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I don't think I could say it better. I feel like very, very overwhelmed with gratefulness for being here tonight. Kind of like a reunion, we had a reunion or something, you know. And
yes.
So many of the prayers were wonderful, and it was great to be a part of it. And wow, I'm not sure, but Lord might have even saved the best to last tonight. Maybe now that they're all good, I probably shouldn't.
You know what? We were supposed to pray for your family. We can't go yet.
Yes.
Yes, I not all of the things that Tori had shared, but some of the things. There's been some things happen, and I don't want to go into all the details, but some things that happened in our family, predominantly on my side of the family, have been painful to some of us, including myself and my wife. And frankly, some folks have acted in very shameful and painful ways to my wife. And I want you to pray for my family and also for little Linda. Just for that kind of healing, if you would, please. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes. I receive it.
If you would pray for that, I just thought that would be. I was quickened while Tori was sharing. I was quickened. Hey, you need to ask, you know, for your own family and for your wife and some of the things that people have done to. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we just join our faith together, even with all the prayers that have been prayed about this situation, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you just touched Minister Linda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say that your heart indicts a good matter. So those things that came against you, the Lord says, I see them. But I know that your heart was in the right place. I know that your heart is in the right place, saith the Lord. So hold your peace and do as you're doing even now, and that is forgiving
yes,
them.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that you forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord God, that you forgive them for touching your anointed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord
says
that you are forgiving of them. None of that can stick to you. None of that can stay on
you.
Thank you,
Jesus. You receive that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
And your heart is open and it's ready. And what I'm
thank
hearing
you,
is they will come to you. They will come to you. And I hear my mother's voice saying it like this, and beg your pardon. And beg your pardon.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's really
thank
something.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just lift up the family and all that they're going through right now at this time of bereavement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that a lot of times the enemy will work with bereavement and try to turn it into something that is way off in left field. So we thank you right now for
yes,
peace
Lord.
Over every family member
Lord,
in the name of
way
Jesus. Peace beyond all
thank
understanding.
You,
guard their hearts, guard their minds, Lord God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just hearing, like, you did not deserve what was said. You didn't deserve it at all. And there's a scripture that I've heard a couple of times today, a curse causeless
thank you.
Cannot alight. And so, you know, I'm not saying that they cursed you, but that's the scripture that's coming to my mind. So anything that was said, it can't light on you. It can't alight on you at all. In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. We come against any kind of trauma that would try to stick to her in any way, shape, or form. We come against even that trauma of rejection. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission. You must leave even now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm just getting the scriptures today. You are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah.
Thank
and that
Jesus.
Means more than anything.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord God. Amen. And we just thank you even for Elder Phillip, Lord God. And
yes, Jesus.
And that your forgiveness is welling up on the inside of him as well. Because
Jesus.
Two are one. Both of you are one. So when one goes through something, the other one goes through it as well. So we thank you, Lord God, that you touch both of them in the name of Jesus. There it is. And we thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
That is right now cleansing both of your conscience from every dead work in the name of Jesus. That those words that were said towards you all, that you heard, those words will not roll around and around like a recording, but they will cease and desist, and the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, completely and totally destroys all of those words in the name of Jesus. They won't, from your conscience, they won't even come back up in your mind again. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for
thank
it, Lord
you,
God. Thank you, Lord. And once again, thank you for forgiving them, Lord, because they don't know what they were doing.
Lord.
And then even if they thought they knew what they were doing, they really didn't know the full eternal implications of the words that were said. So we thank you and we praise
thank you,
Lord God. And we bless you that both of their hearts are clear, hallelujah, and clean and ready for you to work through them in any way that you
Lord.
Deem. In Jesus' name, amen
praise
and amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
I can,
you,
hallelujah.
I can testify on behalf of my wife that several different points of things that you said, I had not told you anything, and of course she hadn't said anything, but I had not told you anything, and that you were right on. You had no natural knowledge of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
You were right on.
Right.
And I know my wife receives that. I know she receives the word and the consolation and the word, etc.
Yes,
I know
I
that
do.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I got some more text going on here. We're not gone yet. We're overtiming.
Glory to God. We're in the overtime blessing now.
Amen. So we wanted prayer. Oh, Pastor Catherine, she's tried to have her number one key pressed. I don't know if she's in a position to say anything now, but I will. I don't know all the details about it. Pastor Catherine, I'm going to open up your line, and you can do the prayer request for Davina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah,
we can
could
hear
you. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we do.
Okay. Hi, Minister Linda. Good to hear your voice.
Hi. I've missed you. I'm going to be in Missouri soon, so I hope I get to see you.
Okay. It would be so good to see you. Glad to see you when you get here.
Yes.
I would like you all to pray for my daughter-in-law. She's been having she has a herniated disc that she's been having severe problems, but she stayed off of her feet for like almost 2 weeks. Might have been 3 weeks. But she seemed to be doing a little better now, but the doctor is saying that it's too late for surgery. And I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing I said. It's too late for therapy. But they wanted her to try therapy or to get an injection or surgery. But she said the other day that her insurance have not approved for her to get the therapy. So I'm just praying for total healing for her, so she won't have to go through that again.
Yeah.
A disc in the back can be really painful.
Yes.
Really painful.
Yes, it can.
And she's too young to have a disc. Well, anyway.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for your anointing upon us.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank you for all that you've done tonight. And I thank you for this one last
request here
for Lavina. And in the name of Jesus, we stretch forth our hands toward her as if we're putting them on her back, and we say, you herniated disc in the name of Jesus. You withdraw. That's the word that I think I'm hearing, Withdraw in the name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus to withdraw and go back into place in Jesus' name. All pain or any immobility, we command you to go away. In Jesus' name, we command this herniated disc to withdraw. That's what the Spirit of God gave me. I command you, herniated disc, to withdraw and go back into place in Jesus' name. And the Lord will decide if you're going to go back quickly or if you're going to go back very slowly, but you're going to do it, and you're going to do it painlessly in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Lord, we decree that in Jesus' name. We believe that we've spoken by the Holy Spirit, and we're expecting to hear some really good results in Jesus' name. Now, thank you.
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And then I just wanted to put with that any kind of trauma. I just, you know, this trauma thing that is causing that. Past traumas, present traumas. Lord God, we just lift up Davina to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of trauma that would try to hold on to her, even in her back. The blood of Jesus is over it right now. And all of the trauma and the stress that has tried to gather in her back to herniate a disc, the blood of Jesus is against you.
Yes.
In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
And we thank you, God, right now, hallelujah, that this, the stress, the trauma comes out of her back right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And we thank you right now, Lord God, that your peace is mounting guard all throughout her back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Every disc is being touched with your peace. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Hallelujah. Filled with your very presence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
that this thing leaves and it cannot return in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name. Like I could just even feel it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank
amen.
You, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm
praise
sorry,
you,
I have one more request. I'm sorry, I've been
one
thinking
more.
Of one more. I want to pray for our nephew Marvin. He's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, but it's real small, and they want to, before they do anything for him, they want to watch it for almost another year, I think until November. But when I was talking to him today, he stated that, I think I'm just going to go on and get the treatment. And I didn't say anything. I'm going like, is he waiting? Is he just thinking that he has cancer and he's going to get treatment or what? But I'm just praying
right.
for even just his mind would believe God can heal him. I don't know whether that's...
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
And that, and even when I speak to him again, that I can say the right thing that will help him believe for his healing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we come on behalf of Marvin in Jesus' name for a couple of things. First of all, we take authority and we rebuke this prostate cancer in the name of Jesus, and we've seen you heal several cases, so we know that you can and we know that you do. We rebuke this prostate cancer and we command you to reverse in the name of Jesus, which we know that
Jesus.
It's in the natural, it doesn't reverse, but we're not talking natural, we're talking faith and we're talking Jesus. And second of all, Lord, I'm asking that you even cause his physical PSA levels to change and to shift in Jesus'
yeah.
name, so that he's
yeah.
not only healed, but that his PSA, so that he's not only healed from this in Jesus' name, get out, be removed, be disintegrated in the name of Jesus. I command you to disintegrate in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. But, no, Lord, I'm also asking that you shift his body and his PSA levels so that they shift in the other direction in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, we are asking that not only his PSA levels will shift, but an attitude in his heart and in his mind to really receive you and trust you in this specific
yes,
area,
Lord.
That he will be able to, that you will soften him and open him. The Bible says that there's a scripture in Acts where they were talking to some people and the Lord opened the heart of the lady to receive. And I'm asking that you open his heart, gently open his heart to be able to receive you in this specific area, to be able to trust you. Soften and open his heart so that he can trust
hallelujah.
You in this specific area in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I'm asking that you would anoint Pastor Catherine. She has gentle words. She does have a soft spirit. Strong, but soft. Very powerful, but yet kind. And I'm asking that you use her words and use her personality to minister to Marvin and to bring him up several levels, several notches in Jesus' name. So anoint her and use her in Jesus' name, we ask you. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Anyone
amen.
Else got anything? Add to it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all so much. And I just wanted to say I feel so much better. And I don't know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and it still
looks
like.
Hallelujah. It's Christ. Glory to God.
As you all were praying for Davina, I still have bubbling in my back. Right at the bottom. It's just bubbling.
Mm.
As you all were praying
wow.
for Davina.
Mm. Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I know God is doing something. So thank you all so much. I'm sorry I waited too
long. Amen.
So thank you all.
That's
so
okay.
Much.
You know what? The
you.
Lord may lead you to lay your hands on her back. Let
well,
that
yeah,
bubble go
mm-hmm.
on her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
yeah
right.
That's what I've been doing. I've been laying hands on her back.
Good. Praise
good.
God.
Good again.
Hallelujah. You pass that burden right on over.
It.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. God bless
you. Let me share something real quick. If it means something to you, great. If it doesn't, just say, okay, it's late. And the hockey's just off base. But when you said the bubbling in your back, I had a real quick picture. Way back when I was a kid, we would have Christmas lights on the tree, and a couple of them, when I was a little child, would be like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, like the little bubbly things, right? That's what I had a picture of in my mind. When you said bubbling in the back, I saw a real quick, boop, just it was there and then it was gone, a picture of one of those bubbling Christmas lights, like there's a light bubbling, you know, like the little bubbles in the Christmas light. I don't know. If it means something to you, great. If not, it's okay. It's late at night. Just forgive me.
Amen. You know, it meant something to me anyway.
Praise you, Lord.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. And, of course, you know, tonight has been the night where we like, okay, we want to hear the report. When you hear the report, we want to hear the report. You know,
amen.
And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't hear the report for months later or years later. But when you hear it, we want to hear it.
We want to hear it. Because
we're expecting.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor Catherine. I know
thank
this
you.
Is late. Amen.
It's been fun, though.
Yeah.
Poor little Linda. It's 11:30 where she's at. Poor little thing. We need to let you go to bed, little Linda.
I'm blessed. I'm fine.
Okay, well, are we still on
Amen.
The air or are we just having a conversation?
Yes. We're still on the air and we're having a conversation. Okay.
All right. Well, Lord, I just thank you so much for everything that has occurred tonight. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for the faithfulness of Apostle Kizzy to carry on even when we couldn't be here for a couple months. I thank you. I really thank you, Lord. This has been, in my mind, Lord, this has just been a reunion. And I'm really, really, really blessed. If anyone else can get just even a quarter blessed as much as I've been tonight, then they're doing really
thank
well.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank
praise
you for all that you've done in this broadcast for all the years, but I really thank you for tonight.
Lord.
I thank you for Apostle Kissy and her faithfulness, and
I thank you
for my wife who hears from your spirit and is
yes.
so responsive to your spirit. I just really thank you for that, and thank you, Lord, for you who gets all the glory and for all that you did tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all and have a blessed rest of the night and hallelujah.
anyway, I just want to say once again, I'm glad to have y'all back. I miss y'all.
Oh.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to have you all back. Praise God. So good night, everyone. Amen.
Good night.
Have a blessed
rest
of the night. Yes, and we'll close with, look what the Lord has done. We haven't seen the half of it yet. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Look what